You need a 50 by 20 vision. My wife has a peculiar way of seeing movies. She will normally fast forward to the final part of the movie to see how it would end. According to her, I don't like putting myself under unnecessary pressure and suspense. I want to enjoy the movie in a relaxed mood. I caught a lesson from her approach. This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awuyele. Friend, you need to have a 50 by 20 vision. Like Joseph, when you know how it will end, you will just relax and enjoy your life rather than being under unnecessary pressure and suspense. Genesis 50 verse 20. Life must be lived with the end in view. This is why God often declares the end from the beginning, so that you can live life relaxed. Isaiah 46 verse 10. There is the knowledge that you can have that keeps you calm and confident. Romans 8 28. There is an understanding you can have that will make you fearless and unperturbed. This knowledge is a revelation of the eternal counsel and purpose of God. Ephesians 1 verse 11. You know how it will end because it will end in your favor. God did not promise that all our experiences will be good, but he has assured us that they will work together for our good. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. When you are in the will of God, the devil becomes employed by God to further God's purpose for your life. The devil is no longer your problem. He has become a part of God's agent for fulfilling his purpose for your life. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8. The devil does not know everything about your life. He is not omniscient like God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8. The things he knows are the things you carelessly divulge to him or that he eavesdrops on during prophetic meetings. Job 1 6-7, Mark 4 15. You can keep the devil in the dark as far as your life and destiny are concerned. He only sees what has happened, but is ignorant about what will happen and how it will happen. We all need a 50-20 vision for life. This is the Joseph's kind of vision. Genesis 50 verse 20. It was what made him stay positive all through his experiences. He saw the end from the beginning. He was not going to pick offenses. He was not going to be sorrowful. He lived life with a sense of gratitude and responsibility because he knew how it will end. What about you? I pray for you today that you will catch a revelation of God's eternal purpose and counsel. And may you live your life relaxed as you trust the faithfulness of God that it will end in your favor. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. Bye for now.